Hello and good day. My name is Monica Ramirez Andriada from the University of Arizona Department of Soil, Water, and Environmental Science. I'm here today with an undergraduate named Ruby O'Brien Metzger, and she will be discussing her research activities as an undergraduate at the university. So why don't we jump right in? Why don't you tell us your major and what department in college that's in?
I am majoring in mechanical engineering in the College of Engineering at the University of Arizona.
You are in a research lab?
Yes, I'm in the Superfund Dust Laboratory. We work with dust in my lab, and the part of the research that I focus on is with this instrument called the portable dust generator. It's pretty much a wind tunnel like you might have inside of the U of A. There's a couple of different wind tunnels that are permanent stationary wind tunnels that you can put things in to simulate wind, but ours is portable, so we can take it out to sites and simulate wind anywhere.
Whoa. Yes. Okay. So what are some sites that you're working on?
Picacho Peak, because as you know, there's huge dust storms there pretty much constantly, almost every time I drive to Phoenix lately.
And why are there high incidents of dust storms in that area?
So they have a bunch of abandoned agricultural fields with really loose soil right next to the highway. It's pretty much unstudied and not researched very well what speeds of wind and exactly what conditions cause the dust storms.
Okay.
So that is the research that we are doing. The soil right outside of Casa Grande, it's really hard to recreate all of the variables in the soil.
What are the variables you look at when you're trying to generate the dust?
The main variable is called threshold friction velocity.
Okay.
It's pretty much the speed of wind at the very, very surface of the soil. But there's a lot of other variables that we study as well, such as soil moisture and humidity, that can affect what creates dust.
Okay, and what speed you would need,
mm-hmm.
right, essentially, to
yes.
create the dust.
So you might think that at a really low speed of wind, you would have a little bit of dust, and then at a higher speed of wind, you would have more dust. But in fact, at a low speed of wind, most of the time, there's no dust. And then at a certain speed of wind, dust begins and then just keeps going.
What are you going to do?
I definitely care a lot about the environment. I was kind of raised by modern-day hippies. Washing dishes in buckets so we can throw the water onto plants afterwards. And recently they have switched from any form of plastic wrap to like these cloths that are infused with beeswax
yeah.
that you can reuse and then wash off. And
yeah.
they just are really passionate about making their impact on the earth and the environment as little as possible. And that's definitely inspirational to me. As a mechanical engineer, anywhere that I end up, I can keep in mind what I'm creating and what this mechanical thing that I'm working on is doing to the earth and what impact it has on the environment.
Well, that is quite refreshing to hear. Good job to your parents. And we look forward to seeing what you end up doing with your degree. So one thing, you're on KXCI. We love music. So what is your favorite band or song, or what have you been listening to?
Oh, gosh. Since we're already talking about my parents, every time that I hear a Johnny Cash song, first I think of my dad, and then I think of my best friend Rachel, and whenever we go on road trips, somehow she has a bunch of Johnny Cash on her playlist, too.
Wow.
So just makes me think of my friends and family.
Oh, that's great and beautiful to hear. Thank you so much, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.